If you thought you had to travel far to savor the pad thai of Bangkok, or to taste the pastries of Paris, take another look. With 2x total points at grocery stores, your same kitchen can come with more cuisines. Sapphire Preferred from Chase. Make more of what's yours.
Valid up to $1,000 in purchases per month from November 1st, 2020 to April 30th, 2021. Account subject to credit approval. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Hey, Mid-Atlantic, it's me, Winter. Just a heads up, I'm gonna ice and snow all week, but if you're driving a Honda, you'll be fine. And right now, Honda is offering its best ever APR on the entire Honda SUV lineup. CR-V, HR-V, Pilot, Passport, and more. With real-time all-wheel drive and all the safety features included with Honda Sensing, like a collision mitigation braking system and adaptive cruise control. Oh, and don't forget to turn on your heated seats. It's gonna get cold. Sorry, see your local Honda dealer today.
What's good, guys?
Man, you dead ass recording already?
Damn!
Dog, I just asked you.
Can I get in creative mode here now? Can I get into creative mode? We here. Can I sink in?
Now niggas want to get in creative mode.
Here you go with your shit. All right. Let me get this.
Nah, like, how you know I ain't want to bump and like get in the mood and all that too? Like, I'm chilling, thinking we just about to listen to the beat. Here you go. Welcome to PTSD, the podcast.
First of all, I didn't even get to that part yet.
Oh, all right. Welcome to PTSD, the podcast. What's going on, y'all? Y'all know who it is. It's your boy, Brett.
First of all, that's my line. So we're going to do this over. Welcome to PTSD, the podcast, everybody. You know who it is. It's your boy, Lope. And over there, we got Mr.
Man, forget all this. How you just going to stop me from saying what I'm trying to say it's your part? When did we pick Rose here?
Who the fuck are you
talking
to?
I'm just saying.
When
did we pick Rose?
All right.
Welcome to PTSD, the podcast. You know, the new episode. We ain't come up with a name yet, but y'all know how it go. When we drop it, there will be a new name on there. Let's get the topics going.
Let's go. So,
you know, Valentine's Day coming up.
I know, right?
You got Valentine?
No.
I was just asking.
Wow. No. I ain't have a Valentine in like forever. Forever. To be honest with you.
I'm not going to say what I was about to say, but all right.
No.
I said I'm not going to say it.
I ain't have a Valentine. I ain't have a Valentine last year.
I wasn't talking about last year. But we're just going to move past that.
Oh.
Yeah. See, he didn't know what I was talking about.
So, you got Valentine?
No, I do not. What's Valentine's Day?
I think that's when you give cards to people and chocolate.
Sound about right, don't it?
And you give your partner sex. I think that's what it is. I don't know. Bro, I don't know what Valentine's Day is. I don't even celebrate it. I want to celebrate it. I'm not going to lie to you. I want to celebrate it.
I just ain't got no Valentine, so.
You know what I miss, though? I miss in school how we used to pass the Valentine's Day cards out.
How
is it Secret Santa and Valentine's Day, bro?
I mean, not Secret Santa. What is it?
You ain't even in the mic. And people already said that. You ain't even be in the mic.
I do be in the mic.
You just weren't.
I just wasn't just now. And that wasn't even the reason why they said they couldn't.
All right, well, all right, come on, Mr. Santa Claus on Valentine's Day.
I'm always snacking. My brother do be hungry, man. I don't be eating during the day.
All right, Mr. Santa Claus. Never mind.
I was saying, like, you know how they did.
Ain't no Secret Santa when I'm giving you my card in your face. I ain't Secret Santa, girl. You know who I am.
I mean, you got a point.
What you talking about? You know who. What's up? That's what my card be.
But you never did that? That's the same shit they used to do at Valentine's Day, too. It wasn't called Secret Santa, of course, but they used to do, like, Secret Valentine's Day.
I ain't with the secrets. I want you to have my card personally, baby. How I was.
I wasn't doing that.
Came from the heart. All 32 of y'all.
I wasn't doing that. Yeah, 1 year senior year, I gave out flowers.
Oh, you talking about the Secret Valentine's, John?
Yeah, but I
got like three of those one time.
I've never done a Secret Valentine. I personally went and bought flowers and went and go hand them.
No. Like,
but it wasn't to one girl.
I ain't never did
I
that.
I was just giving out flowers to every girl
I was cool with. I was never no sucker like
if
you.
If I was cool, how's that a sucker?
I was no sucker like you, boy.
That's a sucker move? Wow.
I wasn't that. Sucker.
Yeah, you was talking about giving out cards. Like, what the fuck? It's the same difference.
In like third grade.
So you never gave nobody a card in high school?
No. I have never given anybody a card. I haven't.
Gap.
No.
So you not one female?
No.
Not even your girl?
No.
So what the fuck you give her? That's another one, people. We gotta stop acting like giving, you feel me, giving something that we already get on a daily.
I might have given like a card and some flowers and some chocolate. Like,
so
know.
You gave her a card.
My girl.
I just said
it was
that.
My
you
girl.
Said
you
no.
said a girl. You gave girls.
I said a girl, and then I said not even your girlfriend. You said no.
I was talking about you. You did a sucker move. You just gave these girls flowers.
I said girls that I was cool with. Girls that I might have been messing with at the time. Like, I can give you a fucking flower. It's a flower.
I give you a flower because I want your flower.
It's a flower.
If I give you a flower, you going to give me your flower? That's how you going up to them.
It's not even like that.
Sucker.
Walking in the hallway, yo, here. Here.
Oh, how romantic.
Here.
Oh.
Here. I'm not doing this to be no fucking romantic.
Sucker, then like, what you doing it for?
To show appreciation. Show
what? Appreciation what? What they do for you?
If we cool, it's stuff you probably did for me. You ain't got to goddamn just let a nigga hit. That's not all that a person can do for me. You feel me? They might be supportive. They might help me with my homework. They might have done my homework for me.
I ain't gonna lie.
I might have had a quiz or something. You probably sending me the answers in the text. Like,
you let me looking over your shoulder.
Shit, here, take this little dollar flower for your appreciation, for me appreciating what you did. Cause a nigga probably would've.
Yo, failed. Hold on. Now I think about it, I might have did a secret, like, secret card to somebody one time.
Sucker move. You talking about me giving out flyers? You doing a secret Santa, a secret Valentine,
secret Santa,
secret
sucker.
Santa, secret Valentine, secret whatever, Mister. I don't do secrets. I'm gonna let you know who it came from. Yeah, it came from me, baby.
First of all,
fuck out
of
here.
First of all, I don't even sound like that.
I don't even sound like that. Now you from the south.
Yeah, I don't remember though.
I can't think.
I know I got like four of them though. I got like four of them bad boys. I don't know who they from.
What?
Secret cards one time. I got like four of them bad boys.
Man,
got
to be four, but
you ever get something? Wish it you don't know who it's from, but you wish you knew who it, like you kind of.
No, I
like,
got something before that I was wishing it was from somebody else.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's what I mean. Like,
I'm like, oh, I know she got me this. No, it was me. Appreciate it.
I got like four of them things. Like, that was in high school, my high school days. That's when I was feeling good about myself. Nowadays, I don't even get a text.
Yeah, man. I mean,
I don't even get text.
I can't. Damn. Now that I'm thinking about it. Yeah, we just gonna move on.
Move on. But since we're on topic of like Valentine's Day, I guess that correlates with this next topic of like dating. You know, how do you feel about dating a single mom?
I ain't got no problem with it for real.
Like a mom with kids?
You said a single mom.
Yeah.
I mean, if she's a mom, I hope.
I mean,
got
like
kids.
More than one kid, two kids, three kids, four
me
kids.
Me personally,
is there a cap to it? A limit?
Even before I had kids, I ain't had a problem dating a person with a kid because I did it before. But I'm not about to date you. You got buku kids running around this joint. Like, not saying
what's
like
the
it's
cap?
A,
like,
not
what's
saying
the
it's
limit?
A bad thing, but it's just at the same time, like, none of these kids are my kids.
What's the limit? Because you got a kid yourself, though. So it's like,
I got one.
Yeah,
so
you got
I'm
one.
Cool with dating a chick
one.
With one because I have
so
one.
So she got two, she ain't free.
Nah, if you got two, I mean, we still getting.
All right, what about three?
Three, I'm kind of pushing it.
But what don't
because at the same time, now I'm thinking like, all right, this is some long term shit, which it could possibly be depending on if we on that type time. Now we about to have four kids in the crib.
But what
three
about,
of them ain't mine, one is mine, then we might have one, so that's five.
What's wrong with that?
I don't want five kids.
What?
I don't want me personally, I don't want five kids. I can't mess with somebody that has three, four, and then if we like I said, long term.
Well, the ages, does age make a difference though? With the kids. Because I feel like that has a impact.
As far as what?
Like if the kids are older or younger, like, yeah, like it's different. Say they got three already, but
what,
like.
I don't know what chick I'll be messing with that has a teenage kid right now.
I don't know. You never know.
Bro, I'm.
We getting old. We're 20s. Getting older,
I'm still
though,
in my 20s.
But we getting older.
I'm still in my 20s.
You say you wouldn't date a woman that's older than you?
What's old?
Older.
Like, what's older? Like,
what you mean?
Older
than you.
But I'm saying, like, are you saying, like, all right, 40 something? Or are you saying, like.
Would you date a 40 year old?
Right now, no.
Bernice Burgos is 40 years old. I just found out.
You didn't know that?
No.
You didn't know that this whole time?
No. Bro, no.
Where
I thought
you,
she was
where
young.
Where have you been?
I thought she was young.
Bro, she even did an interview on the Breakfast Club and said she was not young.
Bro,
she
I was
so. She got a daughter
so,
that's our age.
I know. And
so
I
you
was
thought
so
she
shocked.
Was still young?
Yes.
How the.
You see her?
Do you know math? How the heck? If she has a daughter that's our age.
I didn't know she had a daughter. She don't show her.
She talked about her. Now, she showed her before.
I don't even watch her.
Her daughter kind of looked like her.
Yeah,
like,
but, bro, like, these Instagram models and stuff, you would never know because they don't never show their light. Like, they don't talk about it. All they do is show their body.
Yeah, at first, I definitely thought Bernice was young, but
I seen her
doing a Breakfast Club interview, and she was talking about it, and I think Charlamagne, dumbass, most likely it was Charlamagne. He asked her something, and she was like, I'm not prior to age y'all think I am.
The first time I seen her was in, like, she was in J. Cole's workout video. Work out for me, work out. She was in that video. She was the video. She was a chick in that video. I didn't know that until, like, I really looked at her. I was like, oh, snap. And that was a long time ago.
Bernice Burgos? I mean.
And she looked better now than she did in that video. It be blowing my mind.
Huh? You said what? She looked better now than she did in the video?
Yes.
That's how you know she got surgery.
Bro.
I mean, I already thought that. I mean, you something. You either.
So you wouldn't date her? So you wouldn't date her? Don't lie now. She an older chick, but she got her shit together.
Nah, that'd be an exception, because the older chick I'm thinking about, I'm not thinking of nobody that's like 50-something, 40, 45, 46, looking like Bernice Burger. I'm not thinking that in my head. I'm thinking like...
Older looking.
You know, that you still might look off the part. You're still probably cute in the face with all that, but I'm 20-something. I can't picture me dating somebody who's 20, 30 years older than me.
I feel you.
You might can show me some game, or give me some insight, or give me some game and shit that I might have not experienced yet that can help me because you're older than me. But at the same time, if we going up, I don't know, bro.
I don't know. Me, like 40, I don't know if I could date you. You know,
of course
I could be like a young John. I could be a young John.
Yeah, you're a little hot.
I could be a young boy, like, you feel me?
Yeah, I can do that.
Keep you young, baby.
Like, yeah, like, goddamn, we boyfriend, girlfriend, or
I don't know.
Husband, wife,
that's,
no.
That's too, that might be it. I ain't gonna lie, because I low-key want more kids. So,
I
like,
do too, but I don't want five.
I got to find somebody that want more kids.
Or you just got to find somebody that maybe doesn't have kids. That's one.
Yeah, so I say it's either you got to have no kids and want kids, or you got to have kids and want more. You feel me? Like,
so how many kids you want?
I don't know. Honestly.
What you mean you don't know? This ain't never had a thought in your head? Like, all right, I got one now.
I got
two. I'm talking about before Creed.
Like, I always knew, even when I was young, I always knew I wanted two.
So you got two. You still want? So
yeah,
what's the number
now?
You went from
more.
Two to what? Four?
I want a girl, though.
So is it three?
I don't know.
So are you going to keep going until you get the girl?
I don't know.
So you about to be NBA young bull?
No. I'll be done soon. But, you know, like, one day I'm hoping for a girl. I want my boys to have, like, a sister.
I'm cool at three.
I would say, like, three might be my cap. Maybe four. Like, maybe four might be my max.
Ooh.
Like, maybe.
I'm good at two boys and a girl. I'm good. I'm great.
I don't know.
I'm great. I'm like Tony the Tiger right now. I'm cool. I'm cool with
two. I would say two boys and a girl. I'm straight.
I'm cool with two.
I ain't gonna lie. If Creed was a girl, I'd have been done.
I'm cool with two. Like, I got Mozzie first. I definitely want a girl. That's what bucks. I always wanted a girl, but I wasn't trying to have no girl first.
So would you get a vasectomy?
No, I would not.
I thought about it.
I'm not.
What do you mean? What if you get your three?
Okay, condo. What you mean?
No.
What?
You hey.
Bro, listen here.
Hey.
I'm not getting no vasectomy. I'm not going under the knife.
I think you can get them. I can come back though.
I don't care if it can come back or not. That means I gotta go back under the knife for you to surgically put some stuff back in
that
you took out.
Snip, snip.
I'm good.
I thought about it.
I'm cool.
I wasn't really serious, but I don't even know
why you thought about it, because I've never thought in my head.
Because, bro, like, you know, I don't, you know.
Bro, listen, whoever I'm messing with after I get the number of kids that I want, shit, protection, birth control.
All right, so you would date a girl with kids.
Yeah, I've done it before.
That's cool. Is it? You said
love
there's.
You.
Yeah, no, I dated a kid. I'm not doing it no more.
What?
Like, I'm not gonna lie to you, bro. Like,
so you're only.
I said this in a previous episode. Like, I don't know if I could date another girl with kids, though.
So you couldn't date a girl with one kid.
It just depends, like, how serious we're gonna be. Because if we're gonna be serious, bro, like, I don't know. Because it's the part where you get attached to the kid, and when you split, it messes you up. Like, eternally, it fucks you up.
That can happen.
Yeah, but that, like, I just don't. I don't. I personally don't want to go through that no more. Yeah,
what's
shit.
The difference on her end?
What you mean?
Say you don't want to date a chick with kids. You get a chick that don't got kids, and she get attached to your sons. And then y'all break up. It's the same.
Well, she can go have another kid, and that shit is just so slide off. See, that's different. Different.
What you mean?
It's different.
What's different?
You got it's not different.
You got
it's
kids. She got kids. You leave.
But like, I don't bring my kids around nobody.
Yeah. Eventually, you will though.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I don't know, bro. It take a while. That's a good point. When do you think it's a good time to bring your kids around your new partner?
When you feel as though y'all really serious and y'all both on the same page. I'm not bringing my kid around somebody that I'm really not messing with. If it's just a fling, I mean.
Yeah, I don't bring my kids around nobody. Like,
if it's just a fling and we just messing or just having sex or whatever, I don't really feel like you have to meet my son. Because it's like, I'm not about to just be introducing my son to people just because you might be around me or just because we might be talking or messing with each other at the time. Because it's like, what does he meet you for if you're not going to be here long term type shit?
So, like, what's a good time to? I feel like, 6 months.
6 months ain't a long time.
Shit.
It's really not.
That's long.
It's really not.
6 months is a long time,
it's
bro.
Really not.
What?
It's really not.
Bro, I'm going to put it in terms like this. Imagine.
So, if you started talking to a chick right now.
Bro, think about it as a. Think about it in terms of, like, your kid. Like, your kid in 6 months. Like, my son Creed, bro. From the time he was born to now, he's 6 months, like now, bro. And the difference in this little kid is crazy. 6 months is a long time.
Yeah, and when you're looking at the kid, but as far as, like, just dating somebody and feeling comfortable enough to bring him around your kid, I don't feel like that's a long time.
If you dating somebody and say, if you really dating somebody and you go 6 months without them meeting your kid at all, that's a long time, bro.
Not really, because I'm really not going to be dating you in 6 months.
What?
What you mean? I'm not going to be taking you serious in 6 months.
What?
What? So how long have I knew you? How long has we been talking? Because if we just started talking, like, say I just started talking to a girl now.
Yeah.
I still might not be taking you serious in 6 months.
Bro, if you like a girl, bro, like, generally like this girl.
I genuinely like you, but if we're not on that type of time as far as we're trying to be in a relationship, then 6 months is really not a long time.
What? But you established that from the very beginning.
Established what?
What y'all on?
Not necessarily. We can just like each other. That don't mean we got to say, oh, yo, right now, I want to get in a relationship with you. Nah, we're going to fill out the vibe. We're going to see what each other like, see what each other don't like.
See, I'm at a different point now because at this point, I'm at the point, like, I'm letting it be known in the beginning.
So,
like,
soon you meet a chick, soon you feel like you like, yo, listen, this is what
it is. Nah, like, no. But you also, it come to a certain point. Like, all right, say you start messing with somebody. Like, if you mess with one for like a month, eventually you're going to be like, all right, what is the point of this? You feel me? Like, eventually you're going to get to that point, like, what am I doing with this person?
Bro, a month is not long.
It is.
No, it's not.
Bro, a month is long. Time is time, bro. Like,
time is of the essence. You're right.
Yes. But so I'm not about to keep waiting. Like, if I'm really not going to take you serious, I'm not going to waste my time.
But just because I don't take you serious in 6 months doesn't mean I'm not. It just means
imagine putting 6 months in with a girl that you really like and she say she ain't on that type of time. But you going to be pissed.
But I wouldn't be putting in no effort to a chick that I don't even know if it's on that type of time. I'm not about to be doing a whole bunch of shit.
It don't matter. You're not listening to what I'm saying. I'm saying if you like this, say you like this girl,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
And y'all doing everything, y'all chilling, this, that, and that. You really like her. And then she hit you with the, yeah, I ain't really on that time with you. And you going to sit there like, oh, shit.
I'm just like, well, all right, say less.
Bro, you're going to be pissed. Fuck all that. You're going to be pissed. Wow. In a sense, you're going to be like, ain't this a mother?
Wow, I just wait. Yeah.
What you mean? You just put in all this time with somebody and you just, for all that, you could have just said, what the fuck was up? You feel me?
But what I'm saying is, if I'm messing with a chick, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm messing with her. If we doing whatever we doing, we just enjoying the vibe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not, I might like you. Yeah, I might, I'm probably, if I'm around you and kicking it with you and doing a lot of shit, most likely I like you.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, you most likely like me back if you're doing the shit with me. Okay, we enjoy each other's vibe. Maybe you might not want to be technically in a relationship. Okay, cool. And if I decide to even approach that, like, yo, look, listen, I'm really fucking with you. I'm really fucking with the vibe. Like, how you feel about trying to make this shit more than just friends or just making it more than just us chilling and shit? If she say, oh, I'm not on that type of time as far as relationship, I'm not going to get mad. All right, cool.
No, I'm not saying you're going to be awesome. Like, you're going to be in a sense like,
I'm not even going to be pissed. I ain't anybody to be like, yo, what the fuck? I'm going to just be like, you're all right, cool. Like, you're not on that type of time as far as relationship. All right, cool. I'm not in no relationship.
Do you continue? Oh, hell no. I'm not talking about right now.
That's what I'm saying. So you can't, you don't feel like you can be dealing with a chick and doing everything y'all doing, but still not have to get in a relationship? Because I can be chilling with a chick, laying up. We can be going out. We can be going to dinner and shit.
I learned my lesson about that. So I learned my lesson about that.
That's dating.
I guess.
Like, we can do every, we don't have to do no real.
But there's no title.
No, not even that. We don't have to be on no real romantic type shit. Like, oh, we doing girlfriend, boyfriend. Like, we actually trying to be together, but we not together.
You lost me.
I'm saying as far as like.
David. And this is coming. This sounds crazy to me. Like me, no, I'm saying like me saying this. From listening,
we've done this all our life. We just don't call it dating.
I'm saying. We've done it all our life, and now I look at it as like, bro, I wasted a lot of time.
But not necessarily. It's just you living your life.
Like to me, it's you're like just doing in a sense, we just been leading people on.
How?
Cause like I ain't gonna lie. Sometimes I talk to a person for a long ass time, knowing I don't want shit to do with them, knowing I don't have no intention of taking them really serious. We all been there. Like, you know, deep down, you're not gonna move forward with this.
I don't think I ever talked to a person long.
Say you just talk to a person every day.
Like y'all actually.
Y'all talked and you had no intention of really doing anything with it. You just enjoyed the company. You just enjoyed the vibe that y'all had. Like you saying, you enjoyed the guy, but you never really had no plan of like, yeah, I'm gonna be with this person.
I mean, I really.
It might have crossed your mind, but you never was like, yeah, I'm not doing it though.
Nah, because the person that I had that idea with, I ended up getting with her, which was my son's mom. So, in that sense, I really ain't like messing with nobody or try to leave nobody on the sense of I'm going to just talk to him because I'm bored. I need some entertainment. But I know I'm never getting with this person. Nah.
I did that like more in like high school, college shit. Like beginning like, college.
College shit, man. I was telling people what it was. Like, I feel like.
No, I'm going to be very honest with you. I would tell you what I want just to get, you know, what I want. I'm telling you what it is.
If I don't want to be in a relationship, I'm going to tell
you. I'll tell you straight up. I've told people, like, it ain't going nowhere. Like, you feel me? Like, I'm.
Like, we can like it.
College, I was a savage in college, though.
College.
I was a savage.
Yeah, college. Bro, I didn't want to at all.
I was the guy that, you feel me? They would come to, be like, yo, bro, tell them to get out. And I'm going in there telling, get out. Y'all got to go. Y'all serve your purpose. You got to go. All right? You're still here. You got to go. Right?
I ain't want a girl. Like I said on a previous podcast, I don't remember which one it was. Bro, I ain't had a girl since high school. Like, before I got with my son, mom, I wasn't in a relationship since high school. So, that was maybe 2009, 2010. So from 2009, 2010 to when I get my son, mom, 2016?
Something like that.
So that's what? That's like six, seven years?
Yeah.
That's 6, 7 years of going out with just me doing whatever I wanted. And then I got the feeling like, man, I'm tired of doing this. Like, I want somebody to be around, like.
Yeah, it get like that.
When I need you, even though I'm not really going to need you for anything, but I need you for, like, support. When I need you to lean on me, when I'm trying to cuddle, when I'm trying to relax, like, be my peace. That's when I was like, yo, I need a girl, like.
But some of these girls, like, let's be honest, like, some of these girls that we use as chicken, wear that peace at sometimes, though. They were giving us that, like, that shoulder to lean on and shit like that. Like, some of them girls was like that, you feel me? We just overlooked them on some real shit.
It's been some solid. I just wasn't in that mindset. Yeah. So I already told him, like, yo, I'm not ready for a relationship. I want one, but right now I'm just not in that mindset.
Like, if we being serious, I should have been more like, I was on that type of time. Like, I kind of wanted one, but I never really was like.
I'm not about to press the issue. Like, when I'm really ready, I'm gonna know because I'm gonna start getting certain feelings inside. Like,
to me, I was always chill, to like. Me, my experience from this was I always wanted a relationship when it was too late. Like, I always wanted to get serious when it was too late.
She about to leave. No,
not when they wanted to leave. It was just more so like I finally came around when basically it was basically done already. You feel me? Like, not when it was ready. Like, it was just more
it
of that
was
part.
Done.
Yeah, it was like done already, and I'll get to that point. I don't know why I just did it. It just was what it was. And I think that's why I get to the point of, like, wasting time. Like, I hate it because it's like.
I ain't really wasting time. Like, I mean, right now I'm not about to jump into a relationship. So
hell no. I'm good.
Like I said, once again, I feel like 6 months is not a long time.
If I talk to you for 6 months, that's a long time, bro.
But at the same time. It's us just talking. It ain't like we in a relationship for 6 months. We're just talking. We still feeling each other out.
But if you having sex with them and doing all this stuff, like, that creates, like, a connection.
Emotional connection.
That could go into soul ties. Like, I don't even, like.
It does. But at the same time, it's really not that long.
Bro, if you're having sex with somebody for 6 months.
Bro, you said a month is long. That's 30 days.
That's a long time.
That's not a fucking long time. I can talk to somebody for 30 days straight.
I'm struck. Bro, I'm in the middle of a 30-day fast right now, bro, and it's a struggle for me.
You're fasting. That's
what do you
not
mean?
Eating.
It's way more than if not eating. I'm really in depth with
bro,
this.
What I'm
like,
saying is fasting, that comes in with not eating. That comes in when changing your diet. That comes
but
in
30
with
days, bro. That's a long
that's
time.
Different than
no.
Communicating with somebody 30
Ew,
days.
Ew, bro. It's the same
bro,
thing.
I can communicate with somebody 30 days quicker than I can fast.
Communicating with somebody, like, that's talking, but you when you're starting to actually hang out with them, you're having sex with them, you're doing this, you're going out, you start building a strong-ass connection with this person, and 30 days is a long time, bro. 30 days is a long time.
My feelings from this day, 30 days later, going to be the exact same.
No.
It can.
Mine might be, I mean, it just depends on the person.
I can be attracted to you, I can like you, but at the same time, if I'm in my mindset, I'm like, I don't want a relationship. My feelings.
But that's your mind. That's that. If you stick to, I don't want a relationship. All right, that's how you're gonna be. But if you just open minded, like I don't know what the hell gonna happen.
Even if open minded, I can be open minded, but still, at the end of the day, I know. All right, at the end of all this, what happens? Relationship. Mm-hmm. I still can be open minded.
So
can
why?
Just know
so
that
why
I
do all that? If you why do everything? If you know deep down. Like it ain't. It's more so. I'm looking at it on the standpoint of the other. Like
so, you're looking at every, girls. Standpoint.
Just not even a girl's standpoint. I'm looking at it from everybody's point of view. Like, what's the point then?
Maybe we both just want to do the same shit. Maybe we both are doing the same. Maybe we both don't want to be in a relationship, but we like each other's company. We like each other's vibe. We really like each other, but we just.
How many
not
times?
Ready to
all right, let's be very honest though. How many times have you known people to stay on that type of time? Be very honest, though. Let's be very honest. How many times, and let's think about it, like, how many times have it started out that way and it ended up being that way at the end?
At the end of what?
Just period. Like, eventually somebody's like, all right, what are we doing here?
Of course. When they get to that point, like, all right, I want more. But, like I said.
That could be a month. That could be 2 months. That could
baby,
be a.
You want more in a month, baby. You got to slow down. You got to pipe down.
What you mean? Like. Bro, I'm not about if you spending time with somebody, bro, that's eventually going to happen.
My feelings is not changing in no month. So if you feel like mine's not, I can't start talking to you.
So you don't think you can start actually being in a relationship with somebody in a month?
I can't get in a relationship with nobody in a month. I'm not. I've never done that. I would never will because I really don't know you. It takes me to actually start to figure you out for me to be like, all right, I really want to be with you. Like,
okay.
If I start talking to you in a month and within that month you're doing something or showing something that I don't like, I'm not going to want to be with you.
Everybody's gonna show you something that you don't
not
like
in now. A month.
Eventually, over time, no. So what's the difference?
Eventually, over time, you said that correct.
So you would rather find out 6 months from now.
Not even saying that. I'm saying in the sense of you said it takes time in order to figure somebody out. So I need time to in order for me to know who you really are.
Bro, I was dating somebody for almost 3, 4, 5 years, and I still found out new shit about him every.
What I'm saying as far as you want to be with him.
What you mean?
You feel like you can. Want to be with
I'm still finding out stuff about these people. What you talking? You feel me? What you mean? Like I'm still figuring people out. Like even it could be, even, it don't matter how long you've known a person, bro. You still find out new shit about them every day.
You're always gonna find out new shit. It's always gonna be something that you probably didn't know about the person, and yada yada yada. But at the same time, I can't jump in a relationship with nobody in a month because I really don't know. I only know you for a month.
I feel you.
I don't know you from a can of paint. I don't know what you really like or what you really into.
So you don't believe that? Do you believe in love at first sight?
Yeah, that can happen. But at the same time.
No, do you believe in it?
From my experience? Are you talking about like.
Nigga, I'm just asking. Do you believe in love at first sight? You believe in it?
Yeah. In a sense, I do. I believe in love at first sight as far as in you seeing somebody that already off the top, just how they look, how they approach, how they carry themselves. That's somebody that you would want to be with. That's somebody that you probably want.
So if you found a girl. Ran into a girl, and as soon as you seen her, like, something about her just, like, turned you on, but kept your soul calm as hell, but you just was like, damn, like.
Okay, I would probably most likely go at you, try to get your number and all that, but in a month, I'm not going to say, damn, bro, in a month, that's my girl. You have never heard me say that.
All right, don't never say never. Don't never say never.
Nigga, have you ever heard me come out and say, as long as we knew each other, have you ever heard me say, yo, bro, I was talking to this girl in a month, that's my girl?
No. But
so why the hell would you think I have it?
We getting older. You don't know. I'm just saying, never
bro,
say never.
This shit ain't happening in 18 years.
Bro, I've done stuff that I never thought I would do.
In a month? Have you ever got with a girl in a month?
No.
So you basically defeating the conversation we having right now because neither one of us.
No, I'm just saying I never done. I just never done it yet.
I don't think you ever will. Maybe I don't think you're gonna give it no girl in a month.
Maybe not. Who knows? I'm just saying. I'm not. I mean, you're right though. I'm not. But
that's what I'm saying.
But I can't I say like I can't you. Say never if I don't know. I can't never
I'm,
say never.
I'm saying never because I don't feel like it's anybody out there that will want to make me say yo. You need to be my girl like right now. Like,
who knows, bro? We never know. If you got JT, you tell me you want a wife for having a month?
No, I really don't know you.
I was just asking. No. I just wanted to see.
We can fuck with each other. We gonna be on a vibe. I'm whole time. I'm messing with you through them 30 days. I'm trying to fill you out. I'm trying to see what you like, what you don't like, what you into, who you be around.
So what if she press you like end of this month? Like I need
press me what?
End of the month. I need a decision.
Decision on what? Is you my nigga? Nah, yeah. Shorty. Like
all right. I just wanted to hear it. All right.
First of all, how you going to pressure me into being your nigga?
Like, ain't pressuring. She just putting the clock. You
so
feel
you,
me?
You basically, it ain't even a clock. You basically giving me a.
Ain't no ultimatum. She just saying, like, you feel me? At the end of the month, she's basically.
This month, if you don't say basically, yeah.
No, she's just basically, I don't want to waste no more time. Like, it was fun while it lasted, but you know, whatever. All right.
Yeah, but, I don't know about all that, man. Like, that right. Shit. That right there, once you give me that, I'm like, what you mean? Like, so you telling me. In less than 10 days, I got to tell you if I'm going to be your dude or not.
Hey,
and if I say
know.
No, then what? We done? Shit. Let's enjoy these last 10 days then. All
right. You never know. I'm just going to say never say never. But moving on.
All right, go ahead. Let you go.
So what's up with you? Anything new? Like, you know, I wanted to ask you that first, you know.
Nah, man. Same old stuff. Y'all know what's going on. Business stuff.
Just business? No, yeah. No. No updates on anything. No.
Updates on what?
I don't know anything. Your health, your mental health, anything.
You said hoes.
Health.
Oh.
Mental health.
Oh, mental
fitness health.
I need to get back in the gym though.
You
I
lacking,
need to get a membership.
Bro. For what?
I really want.
Why don't you just come to the gym with me, bro?
I don't like weightlifting. Like
so, come to the gym. Literally,
you just hear me say I don't like weightlifting.
I don't lift, bro. I literally box.
I
don't see why, like, if you don't want to weightlift, and I'm literally giving you an alternative, literally, we just do body weight of anything. I work out. I hit the gym. Yeah, I might bench and all that right now, but I'm like, oh, man, my body's breaking down on me. But
I like playing ball to work out. That's my workout.
Bro, you don't even run.
I do run.
Whatever. But just come to the gym. Yo, this is the one thing I wanted to say to, like, if anybody got a problem with me.
Here you go, yo. Don't even pay him no mind.
No.
Because right
this how I be feeling like on Instagram, especially on Instagram with the haters, right? This is how I always feel about haters. If anybody got a problem, bro, please just come to the gym. That's all I would say. If anybody had any issue or anything, please come to the gym. That's literally what I would say. And that's all I'll say about that. But, yeah, you know, I've just been doing my workout thing. You know, I go to the gym doing the boxing. You know, I do jiu-jitsu and all that. So I'll just be chilling, man. It's really, for real, like, working out is a good stress reliever, especially for people that's dealing with any, like, mental health issues or depression or things like that. I always say motion creates emotion. So, like, if you get your body moving, man, it makes you feel a little better, especially. Like, you can't sit here and say, like, when you done a workout, afterwards you felt depressed. Like, after you done a workout, you be tired, but you feel good. Like, yeah, I just did that. You might go home, like, yeah, I did that. Taking a shower, you feel me? Your body sore, you're like, yeah, I'm putting in that work. Lie to you not, you get home, and you look in the mirror like, you flexing a little bit. Like,
yeah.
You get that's what I'm telling you, bro. Like, it really come down to just doing it. A lot of people's problem is we think too much, and we don't do it, like. Which goes into, matter of fact, I'm going to ask you a question. I was going to save it till now. I mean, I was going to save it till the end. But let me ask you, like, why can people experience pain yet fail to change?
Because they're addicted to pain, I feel like.
Addicted to pain?
Yeah. Like, something about it it keeps attracting you.
Okay,
But I feel like a lot of people don't like to admit where they're wrong or they don't want to accept their flaws in order for them to move on.
How about people haven't experienced enough pain yet?
What?
They haven't experienced enough pain.
So what's your question?
What I'm saying is, why do you think people experience pain but yet fail to change?
And then you said people that haven't.
They haven't experienced enough pain yet. Because I feel like if you experience enough pain,
it will make
it would make you change.
Like I said, people would be so stuck into normality. Like
yeah.
They
so, like, say you constantly, like, eventually when you get tired of something, when you get tired of being tired, bro, you eventually make some type of change for it, you feel me?
Maybe they ain't tired yet.
Exactly. Like, some people are stuck in situations or they complain about being in a situation, but they haven't been hurt enough to make a change. Like,
or I ain't even going to say they haven't been hurt enough. Maybe they just don't know how to change.
That, or, like, for instance, we'll just use, like, working out. Like, people have a problem working out, and they're like, oh, I know I should work out, but I'm not. And you're just wondering, like, if you know you should work out, why? But they haven't really experienced anything to make them need to work out more yet. Like, they haven't had a heart attack yet.
Yeah.
Or, you feel me? They can't fit into their clothes. Like, you feel me? If they put on these clothes and they can't fit them no more, maybe that'll make them change.
I mean, but that goes into also the pain, what you just said. Why do people, when they experience pain, fail to change? Like, even with the people you just said, maybe they haven't felt a situation that made them have to do it. But at the same time, if you keep experiencing pain and you still ain't changing, that pain ain't doing shit to you. It must just be on you or in your head or whatever.
Or you can like it.
That's what I'm saying. You might be attracted to it.
Yeah, you might just be. But it's like, eventually, do you get tired of it? Eventually, like, even if you like it, you get tired of it.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, you can sit there and be like, this is what we do. But eventually, even when you're saying that, you're like, bro, I'm tired. Like, even if you don't say it, you're feeling it. Your body's feeling it.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, being tired. And it's just like, a lot of times, it's like, people are scared. I think we're scared of making that change. Like, we're scared of the future, or we're scared of, you know, whatever is to come, you know? Some people are like, I don't know how to deal with normality. You feel me? Like, I have to have dysfunction because I don't know how to deal without it, you know?
And that goes in kind of to my other topic, too. Like, why do you feel like, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but why do you feel like, or do you think women tend to make things difficult when it's like everything that's going right? Like, in the sense
I believe that.
They try to make it harder, try to bring a problem into something problem needed.
I think that's anybody, though. Like, I feel like it's just like, sometimes people aren't used to, like I said, people are used to dysfunction, that if they're not getting it, it makes them it's an unsatisfying feeling. Yeah. Like
I've seen that from a lot of women. Like,
yeah, like, everything could be going well, and you just dig for something.
You just... You gotta just go all find of a something. Sudden make something up. Yeah. Like, it's a problem. Like, yo, what the fuck?
Yes.
Like, you tripping?
But I think that it's not just women. I think maybe more women have the tendency. I don't know. That's like a generalization.
I can't say men because we mess with women. So
yeah, no, but I'm saying men can do it too. You know, men can do it.
Men out here to do it. I don't know none because, like I said, we mess with females. So I'm not around no dude to see what he does with his girl. Because at the end of the day, I don't want to be around. I don't like being a third wheel. So I'm really not about to be around y'all or around.
But you know the thing, like, misery loves company. So, you know, like, you know, sometimes people might be miserable. I don't know.
That was just a thought in my head.
Do women do that? Women, why do you do that?
Yeah, can y'all answer that? Like,
why do y'all do that? Like, everything could be going well and you just find something. Like you go digging for something, or you just...
Yeah, like, is it that y'all don't believe that everything is going right? Or like Lope said, like, y'all just so accustomed to dysfunction that y'all don't just know how to deal with everything going right for you. I don't know. But when y'all hear this episode, please jump onto the podcast page and let us know your thoughts and your feedback, because that's something we both want to know.
Yeah,
for real. Do you feel like women put themselves in men's shoes in certain situations?
No.
I don't either. I really don't.
Absolutely not.
I really don't. I feel like...
And I'm not saying that just because it's two men here. No, I just really like... I feel like women only, in a sense, think about themselves in a situation most of the time.
Definitely. I feel like even if a dude tell the female, like, I feel like...
You ever feel like a woman doesn't care how you feel?
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Like,
also feel like, yeah, they don't care, or it's just like...
Or they expect us to just be okay with it.
Yeah, like, bro.
Like, I got feelings too, you know?
I got stories on that shit. Like,
I got feelings, you know?
Damn, like, bro, like... You ain't even think about how...
Yeah, like if, you feel
how
me?
How would you feel if I did the same shit to you? Like,
that's what I already spoke. That kind of goes in the last episode. You feel me? Like,
that's the number one thing I say. Like, damn, dog. Like, how would you feel if I did that to you? And to me, I think about... If I'm with somebody, I think about my girl when certain situations happen. Just so if it was to be flipped, like, damn, I don't want her feeling like this, or I don't want her da-da-da-da-da. But it's like, at the same time, I feel like a lot of women don't put themselves in men's shoes in certain situations just to even get the the thought, like, damn, how will my husband feel about this? How will my boyfriend think about this?
I think we just, a lot of people just don't put themselves in the other person's shoes, you know? Like,
I mean, yeah, that comes into play, too.
It's not, it's more so, like, just putting yourself in another person's, you know, not even just think, it's more so just stop thinking about yourself. A lot of people just don't know how to think about others.
Yeah.
It's only them. So, you know, we got to work on that.
Also, women, stop blaming men for stuff they have no control over.
Yeah, word.
Stop making a dude feel like he go back onto the other part on the other episode. Stop making a guy feel like he ain't doing nothing when he. I don't even think we said this on the other podcast. I think I answered this. I think I answered this question on the page.
I like that.
Stop making a dude feel like he ain't doing nothing right when in actuality, he's doing everything he can do in his power. Like, think about it from his end. Like, don't make it seem like, all right, because he couldn't do this, he ain't shit or he can't do nothing. Think about everything this man did.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing everything in his power, and he can't do that at this moment.
Yeah, you know, I've seen this thing. They clap for everyone. They'll clap for the people doing the same exact thing you've done.
Yeah.
But they won't say even.
Like, and another thing. That goes into another thing, I feel like. Like, if you're so quick to tell this man, whoever your man is, whoever your husband is, boyfriend, baby dad, father of your kids, however y'all want to put it, if you feel like, damn, I lost my train of thought. Oh, no, I'm back. All right. If you feel like that he might not possibly be doing what you want at that time, don't try to make it seem like this man doesn't do anything. If it's so easy for you or you're so quick to tell this man what he don't do, when he start doing shit or when he's doing stuff, even when it's stuff he's supposed to be doing already, we're not saying, oh, we want y'all to congratulate us for shit we're supposed to be doing. But at the same time, if you're going to tell me about some shit that I ain't doing, or the moment I don't do something, if you're so quick to tell me about my negatives, tell me about my positives too.
I think we're so quick to judge someone about their flaws that we forget to look at our own.
Not even that. I'm just saying in general, like.
Nah, that's what I'm saying in general. I feel like everybody has this tendency of picking out everybody's flaws, and yet we're blind to our own.
Yeah, that's a true. That's definitely a true fact.
What would you say is the biggest problem in relationships, or just relationships period? Like the hardest.
In this generation, honestly, I mean, communication definitely comes into play. That's like number one.
I feel like communication, everybody's thing is communication, but I think it's just.
No, that's another one. I got another one. Go ahead. Oh, the other one is like, stop trying to worry about what everybody else is doing. Like,
that's not your
relationship. That, like, what the Joneses is doing, like, they going on yachts, they going on trips.
I don't even think that's the
not,
problem.
That's not even
the problem. I think the problem is communication.
Communication.
But comprehension.
Oh, really understanding what the person's saying.
Yeah.
Just not listening to respond.
So people literally listen to respond.
Yeah. They don't actually listen.
Yeah, you feel me? Like, and that's one of the big things. Like, yeah, and you can tell when you have a conversation with somebody.
But like, it also goes into how the person is saying it. Like,
oh, yeah, yeah. All right, so look, this is the thing. All right, so here's three things that I want people to put on. You got to.
This shit is happening to me, too.
Hold on. You gotta watch what you say, watch how you say it, and be prepared to listen.
Cause that definitely comes into play, bro. Like, if you get delivery of your message,
word,
can go two, three different ways if you don't know how to deliver it. Like,
I understand,
like, females, y'all gotta also understand this. This can go for females and men, but from my experiences, females. Watch how y'all talk to us, like.
But I think, I don't think it's just females either. We got that problem too. We'll raise our voice. Like, you feel me? Like, say you talking and you don't feel like you don't get your point across in it, you'll raise your voice.
For me, I feel like it's just, like, I only time I really raise my voice or I might get, like, upset is for when I feel like I'm disrespected.
But if
you're not doing nothing for me to feel like I'm disrespected, then I'm chilling.
But do you feel like you are being disrespected, or is it just you? Like, are you actually being disrespected, or is it you?
It could just be
you. You feel me? Like, it could
be both.
Do we ever think about that? We don't ever think about that in the heat of the moment. Am I actually being disrespected, or is it just my ego?
For real, sometimes it could be the ego, but sometimes, like I said, it's the delivery of the message.
Yeah, I feel you.
If you come off aggressive, I'm not listening to what you're saying. I'm listening to the tone of your voice.
I think we do.
So if you're getting loud, fuck what you're saying.
But don't that have to do with, like, comprehension?
That does.
It's like comprehension.
It goes with comprehension, but how can you try to comprehend with somebody that's yelling at you? I'm not listening to what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying.
The moment you start yelling, I'm going to start yelling. But if you talk to me calmly, without making me feel like you're trying to belittle me or you're trying to
catch an attitude or you're cussing at me,
I'm
going to try my honest best to hear everything you're saying.
But I will say, sometimes people don't hear you unless you get out of character.
No, that's a fact.
That's in my experience. People don't hear you. Like, because you could snap on a person and they'd be like, okay, why couldn't you just say that calmly? Because when I was saying it calmly, you ain't hear what I was. You feel me? Like,
that's a fact.
You feel
that's
me? So fact. It's like some people don't get it unless you come out of
but
character.
But I think also that goes into people. Is that, can that go into disrespect? Because it's not, at that point, it's like, dang, are you taking me as a joke? Because until I get mad, that's when you take me serious. But when I'm calm, it's like,
but you
gotta
define
what you're
disrespect
saying.
Though. You
disrespect
me?
Like, as far as like you said.
But disrespect could be just be you. You feel
me?
No,
you
just
but I'm
have
saying
your own
disrespect as far as in like when I'm calm and actually talking to you. You're not listening to me. You're taking me as a joke. You're thinking everything I'm saying, I'm not serious. But the moment I get loud,
well, they not disrespecting you? They may not be disrespecting. They may just not be understanding. But maybe you're not. Maybe you're not delivering right, or you're not saying it right.
Or if I'm being calm and actually talking to you, like,
but you ever be? Have you ever been calm but still like really been real with yourself? But like, I really did not say shit. Like, I just said a bunch of gibberish. Like, I didn't even come. Like, oh, this is what it is. Say what is needed. Watch how you say it and be prepared to listen. Like, a lot of times we don't say what is needed. A lot of times we say everything but what we really need to say. Like, if you have an issue with somebody, you don't even say what your issue is. You say why this pissed you off, how you feel, you need to change, and this, instead of saying, yo, I felt disrespected because this is how what you did, this and that, and it made me feel this way. Instead of, you know, and then that it gets all sometimes we go off. We go off so
topic.
Much.
Yeah, yeah.
We go off. We ramble on so that much sometimes. That we don't even get to what we was originally mad at.
Yeah, I do that sometimes. Because it'd be like, sometimes like I'm, like, sometimes I don't talk. Like, not saying like that. Like, sometimes I really don't talk. But I'm talking about as far as in, like, I'm so accustomed to holding my feelings in or holding shit in that I only get, like, I ain't gonna say loud or nothing, but I only get to a certain point when I feel like shit is at that point. Like, all right, y'all know what I mean. Like, eventually, when shit starts feeling like it's boiling over, that's when I start letting everything go. But at the same time, it's like you said, maybe we need to start getting out what really needs to be let out instead of going around circles and shit.
Everybody has to. That's our problem. Like, we don't say what is needed. Saying what is needed is probably the biggest thing. Saying what we need it. And watching how we say it, you know, because a lot
but
of
yeah, definitely, it's definitely watch how you say it.
Because the minutes you feel disrespected, what is it? Fuck all that. Nice
that's
talk.
What I said.
I'm young.
It can go either way. It can go for men or women. It can go for me, too. Because sometimes I need to watch how I say certain shit. Because it might come off aggressive or it might come off like I don't care. Like, people already tell me I got this I don't care attitude. I'm so nonchalant that I just look like I don't care or I don't give a fuck. But
oh, yeah, yeah.
That's just me. Like,
I get that all the time.
That's just me. Care. Like, I don't.
I
ain't going to say I don't, but depending on what you're talking about.
Because when I did care, that, it just,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
I feel you on that one. That was a good point that you brought up. But communication, comprehension, probably the biggest things that we face.
Who takes it harder after a breakup, man or woman?
It depends.
On what? The situation?
I don't know, bro. I got this. I think, I don't know. I really don't know. I'm going to say, it just depends, I guess.
All right, now who takes it harder in a breakup? Man or woman, if the woman broke up. I mean, like, who would take it harder if the female broke this situation up? Like, she ended the relationship, the man or the woman?
The man.
All right.
I don't know. Because it you got to understand, like, we got to look at it like this. Like, was it easy for her to break up with you? Or, you know, was it not? Like, if it was hard for her to do it, then maybe she might go through it. And, you know, a lot of times, there's this book out there called Men Don't Heal, We Hoe. And,
I mean, ain't that a part of healing, in a sense, for the man?
That shit don't help. Like, let's be real. How many times have you held around and actually felt happy? Never. For the moment, maybe. But, like, you know, everybody got that saying to get over somebody, get under somebody.
I mean, sometimes it don't even be that. It just be like, you go for what you weren't getting. Like, if y'all in the relationship and there's something in the relationship that,
like,
you weren't getting, you're going to go look for that. So
you just gonna attract what you're gonna attract the same thing that what you just had, but just in a different form, until you actually heal what was broken.
Why are you sure that?
Because, like, if you don't heal, you're just going to bleed onto somebody else, or eventually it's just going to come out. Like, it's just that, like, I feel like that's, like, the natural law. Like, you attract what it is. Like, it happens, bro.
Yeah,
like,
I'm trying to understand this.
Like, it's hard to explain right now. Like, I don't want, because we coming up on time, I don't want, and I can't. Like,
all
right,
so we just going to leave that for the next episode.
Yeah,
we're
going to
come back
that's
on
that. That's a good one. That's a good one. I'll have more of that.
What's your thoughts on that topic? Like, who takes it harder after a breakup, men or women? I know y'all probably going to say men, because a lot of y'all.
No,
they're going
to say women. They're going to say women take it harder.
I don't know. It might go either or.
It just depends on the situation.
But yeah, definitely, you feel me, when this episode drop.
All right, so let me ask you a personal question. Who you think took it harder, you or the last, or your kid's mother? I'll give
honestly,
you
I don't even know. I don't.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like you wouldn't know.
I'm only saying I don't, because I don't, like, I don't ask her, like, how she feel about the situation no more. I don't ask you how you took it. Like, we don't even talk about that. Like, so I don't know how she's coping with it. I don't know what she's doing.
That's like a question probably never get answered to. Like, we may
never
know.
Like, I don't know what she's doing to cope with her, the situation. Like,
even if it don't matter how you cope.
To me, like, the way she puts it on, maybe she does what deals with it by herself. But the way it looks from my eyes is like,
you don't give a shit.
Yeah, you ain't really give a fuck.
That's how I feel.
But me, I took it. Only reason, I ain't going to say I took it the hardest, but that shit affected me only because of.
Broke my heart.
That shit affected me only because of how much effort, how much, like, shit I put in. And I'm not talking about materialistic shit.
That's what I mean.
Shit.
It just depends on circumstances.
I'm not talking about finances. I'm talking about, like, actual, genuine.
Time, commitment.
Like,
and
love, yeah, time, commitment, support. Like, everything I put in, it was like, damn, like, that's how you act?
Hey, you mother lover.
I feel okay.
So yeah, women and fellas, I would like to know who takes it harder in a breakup. You know, is it men or women, or is it both? Or, you know, can we get a come to some consensus about it? I would like to know.
Shit, what does it mean to you to have a supportive spouse? Like, in your definition, what would that ideal person, like, do or be?
I can't even tell you right now. Like, that would be deep. It's, like, not one thing. Because the obvious answer is someone who's, like, just support you. You know?
But what are they doing? How are they supporting you? You don't got to give a whole list, but, like, just name a couple things. Like, how are they genuinely supporting you? It don't got to be materialistic or financial. Just what are they doing for you, like, you, to better you, to make sure you're good,
building
type shit.
Up.
That that's
could be
one.
The biggest one. Like, just build me up.
All right, that's one.
You feel me? Like,
give me three. That's one.
Build me up. Hype me up.
Same shit.
Build me up, hype me up.
I feel like the same shit.
All right.
If they building you up, they're technically hyping you up. To me, but
just doing shit. Like, if I'm doing something, repping it. You feel me? With me. If I stand for something, you stand for it with me. You feel
okay.
me? Like, if I'm out here pushing something, you, I don't even gotta ask you. You feel me? Like, if like, you,
yeah,
just,
I like that too.
You feel me? Like, if I'm doing something, I ain't even gotta ask you to do it. You just,
mm-hmm,
do it. You feel,
yeah,
me? You surprise me with it. You feel
that,
me?
That, yeah.
Like, damn, you out here doing that? Oh,
yeah,
shit.
Like,
shit. Yeah, that's,
like,
different.
Me,
like,
like, that, if, being as though I got the clothing line, I got the skincare,
I don't
line.
Shit, you buy, you
I
don't
got
to buy shit. You don't got to do nothing,
I got the sneakers, print shop. Like, I got so much different stuff. So, it's like, for you to do that,
word,
like, if I ain't got to, like, for my clothes, like, if I ain't got to say, yo, babe, can you throw this up on your page?
Or
just put,
if you pushing my shit, like,
if, yeah,
she,
like,
say,
if
you,
if you're pushing it, like,
like,
it's your shit.
Yeah, like, you, like, oh, if she, like, hey, do you got this? I'm about to make a sale for you. What?
Yeah, like what? Word, like, not,
that's,
like,
different.
That's real support. Like,
yeah,
if you see me, like, if you follow my page or whatever have you, and you see me post something,
yeah,
I don't have to hit your phone like, yo, babe, go post what I post on your page. You're already,
like,
doing
that.
It.
Yeah, I like that.
You're the moment I bring some different shit out, you're posting it or telling your friends, like, yo, this is my boyfriend guy.
You helping me, like, trying,
yeah,
to build bit, like, bigger.
That's one for me.
Like, I like if maybe if I'm thinking too small, you pushing me, like, to push me to be bigger.
Yeah,
something like that.
That definitely, that's, I say that too. Supporting me with whatever I'm doing to the point where you're pushing it so hard that you're pushing it like it's yours, even though it's not.
Yeah.
Because you're trying to better us as a unit. Two, yeah, the building me up shit, like, when you see me down or you know I should be doing more, like, especially with my companies and shit, like, if you feel like I'm supposed to be doing something or I should be doing something with one of them, you like, yo, what you doing? Why you watching TV? Yo, go do your shit. Like, that to me, even if I don't do it, I can be like, nah, I'm chilling today. Like, I'm relaxed.
Yeah.
But for me to hear you say that and actually watching, like, yo, shouldn't you be doing something for your business? I'm going to take that like, damn, yo, you really, like, you really looking out for my best interest. Like,
yeah.
Just being there when I need you. Like I said, I don't really, like, when I'm with my own, I don't ask my girl for money for real. I'm not asking you. I don't really ask you to buy me nothing. Like, I just want you to really be there when I need you. When I need somebody to listen, when I need somebody to help me with something, when I just want to chill and lay up and be in peace, like, If I'm messing with a chick, bro, and she got a crib, her own crib or whatever, and I go to her crib, and I immediately start getting tired, right then and there, I'm like, yeah, you might be the one, because that only happens with.
If I'm comfortable,
for real, like,
yeah,
that only happens with special females, like, that's like, damn, you really put me at peace, like, to the point where all I want to do is, like, the moment I lay on you, it's just like, finally, like.
I'm comfortable.
Like, I'm comfortable. I'm good. Like, I ain't got to worry about nothing. Like, that's, I ain't got to sleep with one eye open, making sure you ain't peeping through
that's
shit. Like,
I feel like that's the problem. Like, just that, like, you sleeping with one eye open. Like, you feel me? Like,
I ain't got to be different. Like, touching across the bed to make sure you still in certain spot. Like,
different. That's a little scary. Like, when you open your eye, you like, oh shit. Like,
That's one.
Like, you ain't got that peace. Having that. You know, not questioning.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Like, and you trusting me. Like,
yeah.
When you, I get with a or anybody, like, when y'all find somebody that y'all really feel like trust you and they have your best interest at heart, they're genuine, they're supportive with whatever you do, whether it's, I don't want to say whether it's right or wrong, but at the same time, they're going to support you even if you're wrong, but they're going to tell you that you're fucking up, you need to do better. Y'all need to hold on to that, man, because a lot of people like that ain't out here. That shit is rare, and I'm gonna be completely 100% with you.
If you got a person that's on you like that, bro, a lot of time people come off as that's like a threat. You feel me? Like,
shit, not to me. You come off like that, I'm looking at you like, oh, you might be the one.
Yeah, but
not
like,
a lot of people ain't used to that.
You feel me? Like, a lot of people ain't used to that. Like, and what's what I mean about me and you. Like, it's different because, you know, a lot of times me and you would do that to each other. We'll check each other. I'm not saying we like nothing crazy, but like, we'll check each other. If we ain't on our shit, me and you will check each other, and that's like. The one thing that me and you, like, we big on with each other, because, like, if I say you slacking in with your sneakers shit, I'll tell you, nigga, you slacking. This shit. If you tell me I'm slacking on some shit, you feel me? I try changing and shit like that. And we don't take it offensive. You feel me? Like, we spoke about before. Like, it's more like, oh, shit, you feel me? Because a lot of niggas
wanting the better for sure.
Yeah, like, it's like, we got niggas out here that, you feel me? I'm like, damn, y'all allow me to do this shit? Like, you feel me? Like, I'm really slacking, and y'all niggas ain't saying, y'all just letting me slack. Like, you feel me?
Like,
so it's like.
I ain't even gonna say it's more so yes men. Like, sometimes people just don't feel comfortable even telling somebody like, yo, I fucking up.
Why?
I don't know why. Maybe it's just, why? You don't know how the person's gonna react.
Is it scared?
You never said it before. I don't know.
Bro, I appreciate it if you tell me I'm fucking up.
Shit.
I might be mad at first, but you feel me? If you serious, like, if it's some, like, yeah, it's
I tell people, even if I don't really, like, I ain't gonna say I don't really know you, but if we ain't really, like, you not in my circle, like, but I see potential in you,
I just told some
girl, like, yo, I see you doing this and doing that. Why you not doing it?
Yeah.
Oh, because I don't want to hear no excuses. Like, you told me you got a plan, you got this.
So let me ask
you
this question.
Why
are you
not doing it?
Let me ask this. How would you define success, or what is success?
Shit.
Cause we coming up on time, so you know
I mean, we can define that as how many achievements or how many accomplishments you got. But at the same time, is that really being successful? Like, how much money you got? Is that really successful?
Because
to me, I don't know. I heard this thing from Rick Ross. Well, Nipsey said it. You know, that was my dude right there. That's my man's. You know, made my son after he took on some type shit. I was really tapped in with him, but yeah, on the rap shit, like, but he. It was an interview. He was talking about something Rick Ross told him. And I think Rick Ross asked him the same question. It was like, what do you define as success? And I forgot what Nip said, but he was like, Ross is like, basically, I define my success by how many people I touch and help. So if I can touch 100 people, if I can touch and help 100 people or 100 million people or however many people you think is good in your life, then you're successful. Like, if you can bring more than just you on a plane, you're successful.
But I feel like success could be anything, though. I feel like success is like any goal or achievement that you set out to accomplish and accomplish it. So, like, say the success is Success is that the boy who said I want to own a corner store, and he actually achieved the corner store. Or success would be for me. I was successful because I set out and said I'm gonna graduate college at a young age.
Whatever you define as in your life.
Yeah, you feel me? So a lot of people have success as I'm not successful unless other people know.
Man, you feel me? Like, fuck about none of that. I really don't care about.
So like a lot of people, like some people might be like, I'm successful because when I was young, I wanted to be a mother of three kids and work a job.
Successful.
And they set out and achieved that.
That's,
you feel me?
And if that's your life, you're successful.
Yeah,
because
you feel me?
Like you said, success can be defined by however anybody wants to define it. If you want to define it as how many achievements you got, cool. If you want to define it as you wrote a goal down, you succeeded in that goal, you're successful.
As long as it's like a worthy goal that, you know, doesn't hurt or like hurt people.
I mean, like I said, it depends on who the person is. If they want to define it as, to them, it might be, oh, I wanted to be a killer. I'm a killer, but
nah,
you might be in jail. No, I'm not saying that is successful.
I mean,
I'm talking about to that person.
Yeah,
to that person.
Success, yeah, but
depends on how that person wants to define it. If that is your life, oh, I want to be a killer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you
that's,
did that.
That's a little
now you probably.
Enough,
but I'm just saying, like, I'm just giving you an whatever answer, because in that sense, if that is what that person wanted to do, they are successful, even though you're probably sitting in jail right now.
Yeah, true.
But to you, you succeeded because you hit a goal. But that might not be something you would want to be out here saying you're successful in.
Mm-hmm.
But who knows, man? Like I said, it depends on the person. Whatever you want to define as success is your own definition. You don't have to use what's in the textbook. You don't got to use what somebody else says or whatever.
All right. So before we end,
Before we end, I got a good question.
What?
I got two, actually. Now I got three.
All right.
But I'm really going to probably just only ask you one.
All right.
Do you think Tory Lanez shot Meg? Do you think Tory Lanez really shot Megan Thee Stallion?
I'm not in a position to answer that question.
I didn't ask you wasn't in a position. I'm asking your
opinion.
I don't
got the facts. I don't know.
Your
bro.
Opinion.
I don't know, bro.
Do you think he really shot her?
I don't know.
Did she really get shot in the foot?
That's what she said. Do you think?
Do I think what? She really got shot in the foot?
Do you think Tory Lanez shot Megan Thee Stallion? This ain't my lane this weekend.
I don't know.
Like, I don't know.
I really don't have no opinion because
that's what I'm saying.
I don't know.
It wasn't my business. So I didn't really, you know, I heard about
but
it. I was like, oh,
I don't know.
I was like, damn, he
I don't know.
Chicks.
One thing I can say is, yeah, that was crazy. I'm like, damn, he out here shooting joints. Like,
that's
shit.
From when I heard, I was like, damn, that
ain't. And you shot her in the foot. Like,
all
right. Come on, man. But at the same time, it's like, did she really get shot in the foot? Because it's like, I don't know. She said you got shot in the foot, but I seen you twerking like a couple days after the fact.
Twerking
like,
ain't got nothing to do with it. She can lift that one leg up and get that thing bouncing, boy.
Bro, she wasn't regularly twerking like that. You know she be on her knees and like.
Bro, I don't know.
If your foot really hurt.
I didn't pay attention, bro.
I'm just saying, if your foot really hurt, like I didn't fracture my ankle before.
Mm-hmm.
I can barely stand on my leg. So if you getting shot in the foot, I'm thinking you're not able to really
they
bounce.
Different breeds out here.
Man, I don't know. I don't know.
All right, what's the next one?
I'm gonna say those.
All right, hold on. All right, so I'm gonna end it with my last one. Is what is something that you hold on? What is something that you thought as a kid and found out as you're older it wasn't true?
What?
What is something you thought growing up as a kid
that I found out wasn't true?
Yeah, when you got older.
What's older, like this age, or you just saying?
Like now, yeah.
Bro, I don't even know.
Mine is, I thought Randy Jackson was Michael Jackson's brother. I didn't find that out until like a few years ago, bro. No, I do not.
Randy Jackson.
I low-key thought this whole time that was Michael Jackson's brother.
No, I ain't gonna lie. When I was a kid, I thought LeBron was related to me.
What?
What? As a kid, you really don't know about shit like this. Like, I just seen that he had the same last name as me. So I'm thinking as a kid, everybody that has the same last name as you is related to you. I was in probably like second grade, third grade. That was just some little kid shit.
I used to think when people pulled their thumbs off, they really thought their thumbs came off.
Oh, yeah, you're drooling.
when they did the thumb trick.
Yeah,
I really thought that. And then I found out, like,
oh. So you probably thought when people take, I got your nose. They got your nose too, huh?
No. I knew that was fake. But the whole thumb thing, I never knew how to do that. And I thought that was legit. Yeah, I don't know how to do it now. I'm not going to try it.
You said I wouldn't even know how to do it now.
Yeah, I don't know.
Fuck it.
Yeah. But any plans for the weekend?
The weekend? Shit, I'm trying to go to Jersey. I'll go to this little, you feel me, warehouse. Check out some clothes and stuff for the brand. Other than that, nah. Just normal shit. Go to the shop, print shop, make some clothes, do some sneakers.
Shit.
Make some more butters for Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah. Get those butters out there. I got my boys this weekend, so you know I'm hype. I'm going to spend time with my kids. And that's about it. It's my little sister's birthday. So, you know, we're going to have some family time. And, guys, before we go, last week we told y'all we got a little news. I don't really like telling the business until it's official. We actually have a new partner now. We partnered with Audio Boom. We have a partnership going on with them guys now. So we're no longer at Anchor, but I still, appreciate Anchor. You know, they gave us the start. Now Audio Boom is giving us another. So we moving up, you know.
Now, Audio Boom, for the person that asked, was we trying to expand? There you go, yes, Audio Boom.
We are expanding. We expanded a little bit, so a little grateful for that one. But, you know, time is coming to go. I'm hungry. I've been waiting on this, man.
I'm always waiting on him.
But,
Y'all see what I go through, man.
It was actually a great time. It was actually a good talk with y'all today, man. I hope y'all enjoyed it.
Y'all see what I go through, man.
PTSD, episode, what was that?
Six, I think.
We moving up. Moving on
episode
up.
Episode six, you know.
Moving on up. I don't know the words, but I'm going to learn them for y'all next time. I'm Low, guys. That's Bread.
Y'all know it.
And we out, man. Everybody have a good weekend. Be safe and check us out. We out.
Hey, Mid-Atlantic. It's me, Winter. Just a heads up, I'm going to ice and snow all week. But if you're driving a Honda, you'll be fine. And right now, Honda is offering its best ever APR on the entire Honda SUV lineup. CR-V, HR-V, Pilot, Passport, and more. With real-time all-wheel drive and all the safety features included with Honda Sensing, like a collision mitigation braking system and adaptive cruise control. Oh, and don't forget to turn on your heated seats. It's going to get cold. Sorry. See your local Honda dealer today.